ओमज्ञान्तिमिरे कृष्ण. सो वेलकम ऑल टू दिस लास्ट सेशन इन दिस फोर सेशन सीरीज ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ नरसिंह चतुर्दशी. टुडेज बैक वी हैड वंडरफुल फेस्टिवल. एक्चुअली टुडेज बैक द लॉर्ड अपियर्ड, लॉर्ड नरसिंह देव, समवेयर बिफोर सनसेट, अराउंड डस्क ही अपियर्ड. And since past few weeks, also last Sunday and last to last Sunday, we have been hearing, and this narration has been building up, that how initially the devotee was troubled, then the devotee was attempted to be brain dirtied by demonic teachers, Shankh and his brother, the sons of Shukracharya. They are thinking that they are brainwashed, they are cleaning the brain of Prahlad, who has been dirtied by the enemies, Vaishnavas. But actually, once Srila Prabhupada was accused that, Swamiji, your group has been accused for brainwashing people. So Prabhupada said, what's the problem? Your brains are dirty and we are washing. Why are you complaining? If your clothes gets dirty and then someone comes up and wash, do we complain? Oh, why are you washing my clothes? Or if your house is dirty and someone comes up and cleans, then we don't complain. Oh, why are you cleaning my house? So Prabhupada said, even if we are brainwashing, that's good. And your brain is already dirty by all material desires. And then we are cleaning the brain. So in that way, Prahlad Maharaj, his brain was very, his mind and his intention was very clear, fixed on devotional service to Lord Shri Krishna, Lord Vishnu. But the demonic principles were trying to influence him. In the schools, Prahladwadi, there is a school. And then they are trying to influence him by teaching this principle of Janasya Mohoyam Aham Mameti, or this whole chapter, 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, demonic principle. Idam Adyam Maya Labdhvam, Idam Prapsase Manoratham. Today I have this much wealth and now I will be getting this much. I already got this much by my plans and these are the future plans which I will be executing and I will be accumulating more. I have already defeated this of my enemy and these enemies are remaining. And I will defeat them or kill them by these plans. So these lessons were being taught. And we heard last Sunday that how Prahlad, in fact, getting influenced, he started spreading his influence on the other students, more than the teachers. And teachers were fearful that he will spoil the whole school. And therefore they came up and complained, Hiranyakashipu, that not only that we are able to teach your son, but he is teaching wrong things to all other students. So he is a very dangerous person. So Hiranyakashipu gave one chance for Prahlad to improve. But still, when he would not improve, vision of Hiranyakashipu, he would not improve. Hiranyakashipu decided that now enough is enough. And now I have to kill Prahlad. Because if I don't kill, it's just like our limb of our body. If it gets some infection, and if it is serious enough, sometimes we have to remove that limb. We call it amputate that limb. Still, although it is the part of our body, still we have to, on our own, we have to take that decision and remove it. Although it is dear to us, but because if we don't remove that limb, or hand, or leg, what will happen is our whole body will be lost. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu was saying that this Prahlad is although of our family, but because he has been spoiled beyond limits, beyond cure, so I have to know, kill him. Or he says, these enemies are using this Prahlad to destroy my own family. Just like sometimes there is a tree and we break off a branch of a tree and with that branch we make an axe, we make a handle for the axe. And then with the same handle and the axe we cut the whole tree. So Hiranyakashipu is saying these demigods, these devotees, they are taking Prahlad, which is actually my family man, and then using him to destroy my own family. So it's the right time that I have to take some action. And therefore we heard two days back's topic was a hearsay at the castle. That is, Prahlad was a separate person, a separatist in the whole castle or the whole kingdom of Hiranyakashipu. All were demons and he was becoming a devotee. They are calling, he is becoming separate. And then, very nicely, we heard from Sikshashtak Prabhu that how the whole narration, whole event took place. that Hiranyakashipu was his lord in this pillar. And then he went and smashed the pillar. And then the whole fight, and Hiranyakashipu was killed. And today we'll continue from there. And after Hiranyakashipu is killed, and Narasingha has sat on the throne, which Shikshashanga Prabhu explained. He also explained from Prabhupada's purports that why did Lord Narasingha sit on the throne? Because Lord Narasingha wanted to accept, although Hiranyakashipu in his whole life did not render any service to the Lord because he was a demon, but still Lord, out of his compassion, wanted to accept some service from the Hiranyakashipu. So therefore, although Hiranyakashipu has taken great efforts to make this palace and throne, so Narasingha wanted to enjoy it. So that in that way, Hiranyakashipu is serving Lord Narasingha. So after that, when he went and he was sitting on the throne, dead body of Hiranyakashipu lying somewhere, many demons came and attacked and tried to attack Narasingha. And Narasingha just started killing them by the tips of his nails. And after killing quite few of them, the remaining demons came to their senses. And they understood that if we attack, we'll also be killed. So they better ran off and hid themselves in various corners. And then there was no opposition to Narasingha. He was sitting on the throne and no one was there to oppose him. And no one was there to either praise him. Everyone was far off because he was too much angry. All the demons were afraid and they were all far off. They hid themselves in various corners of the whole world, caves and things like that. And then demigods, Brahmaji, all the demigods are assembled over there. Especially all the wives of demigods are assembled in their planes. Because all the demigods were already being employed by Hiranyakashipu. So they are already there. They are servants, menial servants. Hiranyakashipu order, Indra, get me glass of water. Indra said, yes, sir. So all the demigods, that were their position. But the wives were also lamenting because their husbands were being captured like a slaves by Hiranyakashipu. So they are flying in the sky. And in Narasingha was sitting, they showered the flowers, a lot of flowers. But still, Narasingha was so angry that this rascal Hiranyakashipu, he troubled my devotee Prahlad and he tried to kill my devotee. He was so ferocious, so angry that all the demigods were also far off. Although they were praying for the Lord to appear, but all the demigods were far off. None of them dared to come close. If we go close and by mistake Hiranyakashipu kills us also, he is in a killing spree. And so if we go close and he thinks I am also a demon, he may kill me. So they are all very afraid and staying very far off. But led by Brahmaji from distance, when they go to pray to the Lord to take incarnation, they can't grow beyond the ocean banks of Shir Sagar. They are limited there. Here they could have come forward to near to the Lord to pray, but still because of fear they remained away. At that time they cannot go beyond Shir Sagar boundary. The Lord is inside and they are on the banks of Shir Sagar. So they are praying from distance. Here they could have gone close and but they were so fearful that we don't know what this Lord will do. He is so angry, so ferocious, breathing so heavily, very dangerous, fearful mouth and teeth and overall face. So none of them dared to come close. Brahmaji began praying. O Lord, all my systems of this universe were turned topsy-turvy by this Hiranyakashipu. But because you have killed him now, no, my systems will again take place properly. In this way, led by Brahmaji, Gandharvas, Indra, first Brahmaji, then Rudra, then Indra, then everyone, Gandharvas, Charanas, Siddhas, Yakshas, all of them started praying from a distance. And they are glorifying the Lord in very beautiful ways. But still, if we see, there was one common point in their prayers. All of them were saying that how our control was lost by this Hiranyakashipu. The demigod say, Deva Uchu. They said that we were supposed to get some offerings, part of offerings which were of sacrifices were done by the humans. But because Hiranyakashipu came in, he was accepting all the offerings instead of us. So because now he is being killed, we'll again get our offerings. Manu, all the Manus were there. Manvaha. They said, we are the persons who write the codes for these human beings. And because Hiranyakashipu was there, our codes were thrown off. dismantled. But now because Hiranyakashipu has gone, our courts will be again established. So in this way, all were praying and glorifying the Lord, but they had one common point, that how their some selfish interest is also taken care of here. Everyone was thinking, no, I will get my offerings. My courts will be established. So we see here all the great personalities, advanced personalities of this universe, were praying. But still, Narsingh was not at all pacified. He was equally angry. In the end, as a final solution, Brahmaji thought, what to do? He said, okay, let's send Lakshmiji close. We see the Lord sometimes. Sometimes he comes, we see, and then we don't know where he is. He goes in his doing his own business. But Lakshmiji, she is her constant companion. Now she is always beside the Lord. So she can do something. Let us send her forward. So they called, Lakshmiji, please come. She says, yes, I know, I can easily pacify the Lord. She was quite confident of doing the job. But when she came forward and then had a glance on Narsingdev from distance, she said, no, this is a adbhutaru. I have never seen like this. Adrushtam. In the whole history, I have never seen my Lord so angry. He is not my Lord. She was not ready to even accept that Narsingdev is her Lord. So she said, I am not going, no, nothing doing. You solve your problem. I cannot help you. I will be in my abode. When the Lord is peaceful, he will come back. But here you solve the problem, material world. So she said, I am not going to do anything. Ultimately, Brahmaji said, what to do? He said, none of us could do. All 3 trillion lives, one Manvantara lifetime. All the demigods and Gandharvas had lives to the limit of trillions and billions of years. But they said, we cannot do anything. But then nearby was Prahlad Maharaj, who was only 5 years old. He said, hey Prahlad, see, your Lord has now already killed Hiranyakashipu. He is very angry. Try, just go ahead and pacify him. And Prahlad, he was completely fearless. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers says that, oh Lord, I am not fearful of your dangerous, fearful mouth and face. I am not fearful of your sweeping tongue, which is moving like this, like a by both sides sharp sword. I am not fearful of your fiery eyes. I am not fearful of your frowning eyebrows. Pradhanas prays. I am not fearful of your garland. But garland of intestines. He said, I am not fearful of your garland of intestines. And I am not fearful of your wedge-like ears, because Narsingdev's ears were like raised because of anger. I am not even fearful of your loud roaring, which makes even elephants run off to distant places. When Narsingdev would roar, all the elephants ran off millions of miles away. Then Pradhana says, I am not even fearful of that. He says, just like everyone is afraid of lion, except the cubs. The cubs are not afraid of lion. Even if the lion is roaring, the cubs are very peaceful. So just like the lions, the cubs are not afraid of lion. I have no fear of you, but I am fearful of getting influenced by Maya. This point we'll take up again in the future when we discuss the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. But Prahlad Maharaj shows the characteristics of completely fearlessness. Today, we'll try to analyze while discussing the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Although most of us have heard the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, many times we have heard this narration. And today's topic is good overcomes evil. So we'll try to analyze the good qualities of Prahlad Maharaj, which come forward through his prayers. Just by his words, by his prayers, we can analyze good qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. And by that we can understand what is real good. This is a very common question people ask in this world. Why this happened to these good people or good? Many times this good and bad comes. But most of the time we are discussing this good and bad is relative in this world. To understand what is real, the topmost good, we should try to analyze the personality of Prahlad Maharaj through his prayers. So Prahlad Maharaj in the initial narration, this pastime, he shows the quality of fearlessness. He is completely fearless. Why? Not on his own strength. The strength of Prahlad Maharaj was nothing. He was 5 years small boy. These boys, they are running around outside or down. What strength they have? The strength of Brahmaji. Indra, Chandra, Surya, Gandharvas, Manus. They have huge strength. But still, they are afraid of going close to Lord Narasingh. The strength of Hiranyakashipu also. He also was very powerful. He has defeated all the demigods. So he has also huge strength. But Prahlad was not at all fearful. Why? He was completely fearless, not on his own strength, but of the quality of a pure devotee. Rakshati iti vishwaso. He had full faith that my Lord will protect me. Although Lord has come in this fearful form, very fearful looking form, ready to kill anyone, and already killed many people. His mane, his cloth is soaked with blood. He has. Do we suppose we see on the road some man in this dress, intestines around his neck, whole hair and body with blood, sharp nails, frowning eyebrows? We'll just try to run away from that person. He's a murderous person. Although Lord appeared as a murderer here, he had killed millions of demons led by Hiranyakashipu. Still, Prahlad Maharaj, he understood that this form of Lord, although very fearful to the demons, is actually to give complete fearlessness to the devotees. Therefore, we see anytime when the devotees are in trouble, they chant this Narasingh Dev prayers. And we heard 2-3 nice pastimes about this from His Grace Shishtashtankam Prabhu 2 days back about Russia and so many things. And there are hundreds of pastimes. And Lord Narasingh is very fearful to the demons. But for the devotees, if they want to become fearlessness, they take shelter of Narasingh Dev. Yato yato yami, tato Narasingh. Wherever they go, they always take shelter of Narasingh Dev. Bahir Narasingha, Rudaye Narasingha. We pray this every day. The Lord always, the devotees always are conscious of Narasingh Dev. And because they are conscious of Narasingh Dev, they are always fearless. And then, when Prahlad Maharaj approached, he went close to Narasingh Dev. He fell, Dandot Pranam, and touched the souls of Narasingh Dev. Just think, yesterday we heard the size of Hiranyakashipu and Narasingh Dev. When Narasingh Dev caught Hiranyakashipu, and then Narasingh Dev opened the hand to see where he is, he was not to be located, Shishtashtanga Prabhu was telling us. Then Narasingh Dev found, somewhere Hiranyakashipu is stuck up over here. So that was the size, ratio of size, Narasingh Dev and Hiranyakashipu. And Prahlad Maharaj was 5 years old child of Hiranyakashipu. He was like a baby of Hiranyakashipu. So actually he was very small in physical in size. But still he was completely fearless. Some of us have seen the deities of Narasingh Dev in Mayapur. Prahlad Maharaj is also there on the left side. When the deities were being carved, the sculpture, he said according to the scriptures, if you want to go for the right ratio, if we have this size of Narasingh Dev which we have right now in Mayapur, then Prahlad Maharaj will be just like a small particle of dust which we can't even see even when we look for him. Or if you want a Prahlad of 1 foot high, which he is right now, then Narasingh Dev will be 300 feet high. So you have to decide what to do. So then they said, okay, we don't go for this ratio, but then we have in the waterway, the present way which it is. So they said Narasingh Dev was around 300-400 times bigger than Prahlad Maharaj. But still he was completely fearless, and he approached and he was holding the soles of lotus feet of Narasingh Dev. And seeing Narasingh Dev, seeing Prahlad Maharaj, Narasingh Dev's anger was completely pacified. He picked up. Now it's very difficult to understand that how with such a different sizes, how these dealings took place. But this did took place. So Narasingh Dev did pick up Prahlad Maharaj and raised him and make him sit on his own lap. And then Narasingh Dev placed hand on Prahlad Maharaj's head with full love and gratefulness. The same hand which were full of causing terror and fear in the demons' minds were giving abhay of complete fearlessness to Prahlad Maharaj. Out of love. It is described in the scriptures, not even Brahmaji and Lord Shiva or even Lakshmiji had ever received this fortune. That Lord has placed hand on the head of Brahmaji. We never hear. We never hear even Lord placing hand on the head of Lakshmiji. She is always messaging the feet of the Supreme Lord. So Madhvacharya explains that if a person in this material world performs devotional service, the Lord is more inclined to reciprocate with him more than even which he reciprocates with Brahmaji or even Lakshmiji. Because this fortune of hand being placed on our head was not even available to Lakshmiji and even Brahmaji and Rudra and all other personalities. But Prahlad Maharaj received it. And Prahlad therefore comes to the conclusion that those devotees who render pure devotional service in this material world, the Lord is more inclined. He is more loving to them even than sometimes his own constant companions. In fact, in one Puran, it is described to go ahead that Lord Narasingdev was behaving like Narasingdev, like a lion. Suddenly he expressed his love by placing his hand on the head of Prahlad, but he went further. It is not in Srimad Bhagavatam, but it is in another Puran. As a Lord, as a lion, he started licking Prahlad Maharaj. Like we see cat, lions, tigers, and they lick their cubs. When they love their cubs, they lick their cubs. So Narasingdev was even just like when a human child, human being raises his child, he tries to smell his head. And that is the way to express love. Because Narasingdev was in the mood of, in the like form of lion, he started licking Prahlad Maharaj out of love. Just like, see all these tendencies come from Supreme Lord. When Varadev, he came out of his ocean, he just shook his body. Just like we see sometimes boars, they shook their body and the water droplets flow off. So Varadev also came off and he shook his body. And when the water from Varadev's body was sprinkled all over the universe, the great sages and rishis, they collected it and they drank it as Chanamrut. So the difference is there. Apparently, the Lord acts as of a part of material world. But his behavior is always pure and transcendental. So apparently the Lord was being like a lion or a tiger. We might not have seen intimate dealings of lion with his cubs, but we have all seen the dealings of cat with his kittens. And they also lick their kittens. So they are the same family, tiger family. So Narasingdev started licking and placing hand on Prahlad's head. And just by the touch of Prahlad, just touch of the Supreme Lord, it's described in Bhagavatam that Prahlad Maharaj was completely purified. And then he fixed his mind and his vision on the Supreme Lord and has started praying. So now we are beginning the prayers which Prahlad Maharaj offered to Narasingdev. There are 100 pages, a big chapter, a big session. Let's see how much we can discuss. Whatever we can discuss, we'll continue. And that way we can try to understand the personality of Prahlad Maharaj. Because always this topic comes up amongst devotees, good, bad. But before discussing why, like how good can overcome bad, we should understand what is good and what is bad. For devotees, a better situation in this world, a better person in this world, a more charitable, a more influential, a more magnanimous of this material world is not actually considered good. It may be better, but he is not good. A real good is only one when one shows the symptoms of Prahlad Maharaj. When Prahlad Maharaj begins praying, the first quality which he shows is humility. If we see his initial prayers, the first quality which Prahlad Maharaj exhibits to his prayers is humility and surrender to the Lord. Only when we are humble, then we can surrender to somebody. Actually, Bhagavad Gita also teaches these qualities everywhere. Yes, in the 13th chapter, Bhagavad Gita teaches quality of humility and surrender from beginning till end. If we analyze Bhagavad Gita properly, how from beginning? Because Lord Krishna doesn't start speaking till Arjun surrenders in humility. In the beginning, Arjun was discussing with Krishna on an equal level. Oh, I think I'm going to do dharma. It should be done. And in this opinion, this should not be done. And if I do like this, it will be sinful. So Arjuna was discussing on an equal level, like a friend. So Krishna says, okay, you discuss. I will not reply. But when Arjuna surrendered with full humility, he says, you tell me what is good for me. I don't know. Then Krishna started speaking. As soon as he started speaking, he said, Arjuna, you are speaking like an intelligent man. But I can say, you are speaking actually like a foolish person. Immediately chastised. Then in the beginning, he is telling humility, amanitvam, adambitvam. And in the end, Krishna is telling, sarvadharman parityajya, mam ekam shanam vraja. So you surrender to me. So Bhagavad Gita begins with humility and surrender. Now Krishna doesn't speak till that point. In the center, Krishna is telling you, surrender to me. The aspect of knowledge is amanitvam, adambitvam. And then it ends again with humility. Sarvadharman parityajya, mam ekam shanam vraja. If we surrender to me, surrender to Supreme Lord. So here also Prahlad Maharaj, he is showing the quality of utter humility. He is not saying, you see, Brahmaji, you could not achieve something, I did it. He is not saying, oh, Lakshmiji, Indra, Surya, Chandra, you are so fearful, you are away. See, I did it. Qualifications, like sometimes in this, see, this material world and spiritual world are exactly opposite, mirror reflection. In material world, when we want to apply for a job, we have to make this CV. And then CV we have to define. I did B or B.Tech or M.Com or M.E. whatever it is. With 90%. My percentile was so much. So many people were behind me. And fewer ahead of me by mistake. But so many people were behind me. Some mistake was there. And I did this and I did that. I had this experience. We try to show ourselves off when we want to put this CV. And I know, rather than saying 90%, I was saying 100% of CV, there are some fault qualifications also given. False qualifications. Which we don't have, but we put it. Job milna chahiye, isliye thoda dikhana chahiye. Main ye bhi janta hoon, wo bhi janta hoon. In this material world, the tendency is to show what we have and also show what we don't have. This is pride, dambha and darpa. Amanitvam, adambitvam. Humility means not to take credit for qualities which we have. Yes, something, some qualities which we may have. But you don't want credit for that. That is humility. And dambha means this, adding false things in our CV. We don't have that qualities. We don't have the qualifications. But adding them. Yes, I am that. I am this. So dambha means expecting credit for qualities which we don't have. And humility is not expecting credit for qualities which we have. But you don't want credit. And dambha means we are not qualified. Still we want credit. Duplicitous behavior. So Prahlad Maharaj, he doesn't begin by any of these. He begins his prayers by saying, somehow or other it is by your causeless mercy, O Lord. Before me, this Brahma, Chandra, Surya, Indra, Manu, Rudra, Lakshmiji, they praise you in nectarian streams of words. But still somehow or other, O Lord, it was your credit that you were pleased by my prayers. He says, how that was possible, I just don't know. Prahlad Maharaj says, I was born in mode of ignorance and passion in a family of demons. Demoniac, passionate and ignorant blood is flowing in my body. And which was true. On a physical level, modern people, they categorize blood A+, plus, B-. minus. Even if they check pure devotee, they say A+. Plus. And the blood may be A+, plus or B- minus or whatever it is. O negative. But still, physically, yes, the blood of Hiranyakashipu was flowing in Prahlad's body. So Prahlad is saying, this, I was born in a passionate, in the most lowest demonic families. But still, somehow or other, I don't know how you accepted my prayers. Just like Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami, he is not making a show of humility. He speaks from his original heart. He is saying, Jagai Madai se, Mui se papishtha. That I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai. Pushire ra kitak hoye muise laghishta. I am more lower than the worm in a stool. This Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami, who is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is not saying this out of, I have to show I am humble. Otherwise, how can I be a devotee? Sometimes we think, I have to behave very humble. It may be better, than to behave proudly. But we should be humble from the core of our heart. This Prahlad Maharaj was not showing, just making a show of humility. Neither was Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami making a show of humility. They are actually thinking that way. That I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai. I am more lower than a worm in the stool. So Prahlad, even Jesus Christ said, only meek and humble have a place in the kingdom of God. So this meek and humility is a very important quality which is stressed all over Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And Amatsara, Nirmatsara Anam Satam. Bhagavatam also begins. That if you want, Nirmatsar. Matsar means envy. Or in Sanskrit, Matsar. Mat means me. Mere se. Compared to me. Mat means compared to me. And sir means better. So, Matsar means to be not happy if somebody is better than me. And that is envy. If somebody is better than me, Mat, sir, oh, he is better than me. So, that's not good. So, Bhagavatam begins, it is only for Nirmatsar. How can somebody be envious if he is humble? He cannot be. These two qualities go in opposite direction. So, we should understand, this is very important. Even in devotional service, sometimes we think, oh, who are you? I am president. I am counselor. I am Brahman initiated. I am in devotional service for 10 years. At least I am more years than you. I may be 2 years, but I am more than you. 1 year more. Or all these qualities. I am a good singer, good speaker, good cook. Prahlad Maharaj says, I can only conclude from this incident, from this past incident, that my prayers were accepted. What is Prahlad Maharaj's conclusion? My only conclusion is, to achieve success in spiritual life, no material qualifications are considered. He says, because my prayers were accepted, that means to achieve perfection in spiritual life, no material qualifications are required or they are not at all considered. You may be a big speaker, influential person. You might be a sense-controlled person. You might be a good singer. You might be very beautiful. You might be very strong. You might be very super, double PhD. Whatever it is, any material qualifications are not at all considered or anywhere relevant when a person is rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj says, just because although this Brahmaji and all praised you in the beautiful words, but you were pleased on my appearance and my prayers, that means there are no material qualities are anyway considered or relevant in spiritual life. He says further, in fact, this is being even spoken by Vanaras. Prahlad Maharaj says, if material qualities were relevant, that how was Gajendra's prayers accepted by the Supreme Lord? He was a dull elephant. Even the Vanaras of Lord Ramchandra's army, they say, Na janma nunam mahato saubhagam. That we think to become devotee of Lord, janma is not considered. Na janma. Nunam means certainly. Certainly the birth is not considered. Mahato, your greatness, material greatness. Your education, your wealth, chief minister, prime minister, some degree, some position, not at all relevant. Whatever material position, qualifications will be, they are not at all relevant when we attempt to serve the Supreme Lord. Na janma nunam mahato. Mahato means our material qualification, greatness. People are very proud. When they come to temple, they want to be very proud. Sometimes not devotees, but some people, they say, oh, I am giving Gopinath, I am giving you donation of 20 lakh rupees or 2 lakh rupees. If we think that way, that is devotional service, but not pure devotional service. Which the pure devotional service is quickly accepted in Krishna's kingdom. So, no material, na janma nuna mahato saubhagam, no bhagya. Sometimes I was so fortunate. I'm materially fortunate. That is also not considered. Na buddhi. Na vak. Buddhi means intelligence. I am very intelligent. See, I can do things perfectly. Somebody may not be able to do things perfectly. But still he can be accepted in Krishna's kingdom. Na vak. Your speaking capacity. I can speak very influentially. That is also not considered. Na akuti tasha tosha hetuhu. Tosha hetu means to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Akuti, figure, means beauty. Physical strength, beauty, related to our physical appearance of our body. That is not considered in rendering devotional service. Tosha hetu. Because monkey says, Tairiyat Vishrushtan. We don't have any of this, or we have already given up all this. We don't have janma, monkey birth. Not something reputable. Na mahato, we are not great. Na vak, our sound is also not beautiful. Na buddhi, bandar, you know, if somebody is not Indian, we call him bandar. And akutis, figure, monkey figure is also not very appreciable. So he says, we don't have any of these, we have given up all these. Vishrushtan, given up. Na vanau kaso, we are not even civilized. We are vanau kaso means residents of vana. We are the residents of vana. So we are not even civilized, what to speak of birth and everything. But just because the Lord had accepted us, even after giving up this, manne chakara sakhe bata lakshmana agraja. Lakshmana agraja means elder brother of Lakshman. Lord Ram has accepted us as his friend. That means we come to conclusion that these points of janma, mahat, and all these things are not at all relevant in one's devotional service. So even though here Prahlad Maharaj was accepted as a devotee, his prayers were accepted and others were not accepted, but still he was not moved by that. Sometimes we see amongst devotees, if we get, we can excel in some field, we immediately think, see, I have done. Yes, I. The top book distributor, yes, I. The best Kirtan singer, yes, I. Srila Prabhupada says, we should not be proud of or borrowed plumes. Whatever we have is simply borrowed from Lord Shri Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj, being a pure devotee, was fully conscious of this fact. And he doesn't begin, he begins his praying. He says, although I was low born, I had no qualities, still my prayers were accepted. That is Krishna's or Narasimhadeva's great fortune. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Japas Tapas Ash Apranasya Yo Dehasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam. If an ordinary person have all the good qualities, Jati, Shastra, Japa, Tapa, but Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya, if he doesn't have devotion to Supreme Lord, that is described, that is just like a decoration, ornaments upon the dead body. No one tries to ornament a dead body. If we have good qualities but no devotion, they are like ornament on a dead body. So Prahlad Maharaj, he continues further. He says, O Lord, it was only your great qualities that my prayers were accepted. But still very important point is there. Sometimes in this material world, we devotees may have some limitations of low birth or not capable to do some services. And sometimes if we are on a not a mature level, we get depressed or frustrated. Oh, I cannot speak. Oh, I cannot cook. Oh, I cannot sing. Oh, I cannot do this. We get frustrated. Prahlad Maharaj, what is his conclusion? I am the most low born. I am the most unqualified. I have no qualities on a physical level. But he says, still I will endure myself in the best way to offer prayers. No. Faith. He had full faith. Although I am the most low born, but still if I endeavor with full attention, full enthusiasm, utsahat nishchaya dhairya. He had full faith that I am although low born, hope against hope. But still, he did not say, oh, I am low born. Anyway, I cannot do things nicely, so why I should render service? He said, no, although I am low born, still I will try to pray you with full endeavor. Because only devotional service can do something good in this world. Some people say, how can Krishna say, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja, surrender to me. But Krishna is not saying that for his benefit. He is saying that for our benefit. If we surrender to Krishna, it is we who will be glorified. It will be we who will be fortunate. Just like when we decorate ourselves, automatically our image in the mirror gets decorated. If we put some jewelry on our ear over here, the image in the mirror also has a jewelry. Similarly, when we start glorifying Krishna, glorifying the Supreme Lord, what happens is that really a devotee becomes glorious. He doesn't want it, but he becomes, because that is the nature. If you glorify Krishna, you will become glorious. And if you forget Krishna, you will be forgotten in this world. So many people have come in this world and gone. We have forgotten. So that is logical. Next point, Prahlad Maharaj says. Now after telling, expressing his humility, next Prahlad Maharaj move on to next point. He says, he tells the temporary nature of material world. He says this material world is a temporary place full of miseries. Because he knew Narsingh Dev may, some people, mostly people in this world, pray to the Lord for some material gains. Oh Lord, give me this. Oh Lord, give me that. So Prahlad Maharaj is making clear, I am not praying for any material thing. Because he is very, see, devotees are not fools or illogical. I should not ask for any material thing. Prahlad Maharaj was convinced, I should not ask for a material thing. Because he knew this material thing is a source of misery, is temporary in nature. He says, I don't want anything material. Because I have seen in this world, higher, lower, pleasing, displeasing, desirable, undesirable, whatever we get, ultimately we are put into fire of lamentation. Even if you get desirable things, or you get undesirable things, you are in fire of lamentation. If you get pleasing things, or if you get unpleasing things, you are in fire of lamentation. And he says, this material world is always of these dualities. Pleasing, unpleasing, desirable, undesirable. And he says, there are many remedies for that on the material level. There are many remedies to remove the undesirable, to remove the unpleasing things. But Prahlad Maharaj has come to the right conclusion. He says, I am not praying for any of these, because all these remedies I have seen, I have experienced, they ultimately are more miserable than the initial situation. Prahlad Maharaj says, what are remedies we do in this material world? Ultimately, they are more miserable. Only remedy is to engage in your service. He says, and he doesn't say, see, Prahlad Maharaj says, I am not saying theoretically. I have practical experience. My father, he had the best remedies in this whole world. Now it's a hot season going on, and we make some remedy, AC. But we know there are many side effects of AC also. We try to remedy this material world by trying to adjust the situation. But as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yahi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yone va evate. So that's what Prahlad Maharaj is saying. Whatever remedy we do, try to enjoy in this world, that in fact gives more miserable condition. And Prahlad Maharaj said, I have my personal experience. My father, he had the best remedies. Hiranyakashipu. Who had remedies like Hiranyakashipu in this world? He did not require AC. He just said, oh, Varun Dev, air temperature 20 degrees centigrade. Varun Dev said, yes, sir. He had an AC of whole universe. Oh, Vruksha, tell all mango fruits, mango trees to give mango fruits. Yes, sir. Who is having better remedies in this material world than Hiranyakashipu? Sometimes we take great effort by torturing the mango tree with thousands of chemicals and like that, and we get a mango in January. We say, oh, I got mango in January. That's what we can achieve. And that one mango costs 1,000 rupees. Or something like that. But for Hiranyakashipu, it was just easy. Vrikshadev, arrange mangoes, ripe or on the tree. Hiranyakashipu had the best remedies at his disposal. Whatever he want, he could just arrange. Lighting, whatever way he want, temperature, everything. Vehicles, the best capital, he was the most biggest controller. No passport, no visa, no troubles of interviews. In this material world, if you want to go any other country, especially US and like that, the greatest danger is visa. You can do anything, but visa is the greatest problem. You have to pay 10,000 rupees for getting visa. And then you may be rejected and your money is gone. Even if you accepted, you can go and there something may happen, you will be deported back. Hiranyakashipu was the controller of whole three planetary systems, Swargalok, yes. In fact, Indradev needed visa nowadays. Indra had to go to Swargalok, he had to ask, Hiranyakashipu, can I go? Rejected. So, Hiranyakashipu was having the greatest facility of all the remedies in this whole world, which we cannot imagine. Prahlad says, I have experienced, still he was miserable. Prahlad says, if Hiranyakashipu was miserable with the best remedies, why I should desire that from you, O my Lord? So he said, the remedies lead to misery. More misery than the original situation. And he said, even if you have remedy, they are temporary in nature. What is the situation of Hiranyakashipu? No. He is lying as a dirt in a pool of blood and flesh. The insects are getting attracted to a dead body. Even Hiranyakashipu had the best remedies in this whole world. He said, what is his situation now? His situation is he is lying in a pool of flesh and blood all over his body, intestine out. No one is caring. All the people whom he subjugated are now enjoying, celebrating. So even if you have the best remedies of this world, ultimately the situations, even while you have remedies, you are miserable. And ultimately your position is like Hiranyakashipu, who is dead. So, therefore we should understand, Prahlad Maharaj concludes, no condition in this world is pleasing. No condition up to the level of Hiranyakashipu is pleasing. No condition is durable. And no condition can give you satisfying bliss. Prahlad Maharaj concludes, he says, only if I render service to you, then I can be actually happy. That is my greatest bliss. But somebody will say, Prahlad Maharaj Singh, that somebody will say, to render devotional service to Krishna is tapasya. You know, you have to wake up early in the morning, 5 o'clock. At least you are supposed to. Then you have to take a cold water bath. And so many things. It's a tapasya. You cannot enjoy. You cannot eat so many items. You cannot drink. You cannot enjoy this world. It's tapasya. But Prahlad Maharaj gives a very nice point. He says, it's more tapasya to enjoy the world. If you are not devotee and a software engineer, then you have to work till 12 p.m. in the night. You are forced. What is better? To work till 12 p.m. From morning 10 a.m. or to get up at 4 a.m. Sleep at... what is better? To sleep at 10 o'clock and get up at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock? Or till work till 12 and then again go till job at 10 o'clock and then even go on Sundays and then even go on Saturday and then still our boss is not unhappy. Our boss is unhappy. So Prahlad Maharaj comes to conclusion, yes, there is some tapasya in bhakti, but tapasya to enjoy the world is more troublesome. So he says, even from that point of view, we should take to devotional service. The trouble in devotional service is very less. Trouble to chant some rounds is very less. Trouble to follow regular principles is very less. Trouble to read Bhagavad Gita is very less. But trouble to enjoy this world is great. Painful. So many envious people as so much, oh, he is having so much trouble. It's a big trouble to enjoy this world. Because however you enjoy, there are some people better than you, so you are suffering. However bigger you person, you become big person in this world, but still you are suffering because he is better than me. In this material world, it's great trouble to enjoy and ultimately it's painful. So Prahlad says, yes, there is some tapasya. But he comes to conclusion that the tapasya to enjoy the world is more. So why I should go for that anyway? And he says, very important point, oh my Lord, I just pray that I want to render devotional service in the association of devotees. Bhakta Sane Vas. He says, we can never be happy in this world by doing anything. We can be happy only when we get mercy of the Supreme Lord. People in this world want material elevation. My father had that. We can see the examples of contemporary examples. Hitler, kings like Vikramaditya. No one, even many of us may not know his name. Aurangzeb. And all these big, big kings have come. And by the time, how many of us know the name of the first Prime Minister of India? Can we raise our hand? Very few, not even, hardly 10%. Prime Minister of India. Everyone wants that position. Gone, in the time, gone. Hardly 10% of us know the first Prime Minister of India. I also won't dare to take the name, I may be wrong. I have some idea, but not sure. Some of us know who are the names of British. Hardly we may know one or two names. Gone. The time, he says, Hiranyakashipu was the greatest person. But now what is his position? Gone. Finished. We are fearful of Hiranyakashipu now. Hiranyakashipu. Gone. He will laugh at him. Oh, he was killed by Narasingha. But what, at that time of Hiranyakashipu, when he was existing, everyone was all over the world, not only earth, Swarga, all the world, three worlds, people were completely fearful of Hiranyakashipu. What is his value of his terror? Zero. We are laughing at Hiranyakashipu. See, Hiranyakashipu was killed by Narasingha. See, Prahlad's glories are more. So therefore, he is saying, in this material world, I can see Prahlad says, all these material assets, facilities, power, fame, energy, army, my father had everything, but all gone, become zero. So I am intelligent, I don't want any of that. Prahlad says, oh my lord, from you, I don't want any of that. Big, big persons, big, big people, kings, they came and gone. Everything becomes zero. My experience shows that these material things, they perish. And I had the direct experience of my father, live, direct, first hand. So I don't want anything in this world. In this people, he says, in this material world, people out of foolishness, they try to get more and more pleasures. Pleasures of eating, pleasures of sex life, pleasures of some beautiful music. And he says this word. Yan maithunadi guruha medhi sukhami tuccham kandone eva kayor eva bahu dukkha dukkham. He is summarizing this material world, a description. So devotee has to be intelligent. First prayer is humility. Second prayer, Prahlad Maharaj expresses, is he is not attached to material world, not because I don't want material world. He says this is he can see this is useless. A devotee can see this material world is useless. It has no value, no benefit. Not just avoiding. No. Trying to keep it away by force. He can, by his knowledge, he can thoroughly see this material world has no value, no pleasure. Not only philosophically. He could see. Prahlad says, I'm seeing my father. He was having the best, the maximum power of this world, but his facilities were useless. So he says, these people in this world, they're trying to elevate their condition, but somehow or other, they don't understand this point. But in fact, then Prahlad says, oh my Lord, but I am like a person. He's again praying in humility. I am like a person who has many wives and therefore I am embarrassed. He says, what is many wives? One wife, he says, my eyes are attracted to beautiful things. My mind is that, he says, all these 11 senses are my 11 wives. And they are all trying to attract me by their behavior. And therefore, I'm in a very difficult situation in this world. Like we all, our situation. We all know how difficult it is to control our senses. And we ourselves feel many times frustrated, depressed, or embarrassed. Oh, what is this? I'm a devotee. But still, it's so difficult to control myself. All these senses, they're like pulling us on 11 directions. Like this chariot of 5 horses. They're going in 10. So Prahlad is saying the same point. He says, my situation is very difficult. So therefore, please accept my devotional service. My prayer is, accept my devotional service. But even though here, we see another beautiful quality of Prahlad Maharaj. He is talking with the Lord directly. Lord appeared for him. Lord expressed through his action that he is He is inclined to Prahlad more than Brahma, Shiva and even Lakshmiji by placing his hand on Prahlad's head. But still Prahlad is showing another symptom of gratefulness. He is not telling. He is praying to Lord. He is in front of Lord. But what is praying? Oh my Lord, I am very fortunate. Actually, just like my senses were attracted in all the 11 directions. And because of that, of my low birth, I was actually following in the deep dark. I was falling in a deep dark well, blind well, full of miseries. But by causeless mercy, my guru Narad Muni, he saved me. Narad Muni, out of his compassion, he came and he saved me. And therefore, my first duty is to render service to him. So here, just see, Prahlad is in front of the Lord. He is not thinking, no, I am talking with Lord. No, I am serving with Lord. No, Narad Muni, yes, he is my guru. Okay. Even if he is in front of the Lord, even if he is talking to the Lord, even the Lord has showed that he is more inclined to Prahlad. It's like a pinnacle in material terminology. In Krishna consciousness, there is no terms like this. But according to material terminology, it's a pinnacle of success in spiritual life. That Lord is directly accepting his service. The devotees don't think it that way. But from a material point of view, it's a pinnacle of success. The topmost position. But Prahlad says no. Oh Lord, you are in front of me. But still, I cannot forget my Guru Narad Muni. And my first duty is to render service to him. So even when Prahlad is talking with the Supreme Lord, he has not forgotten his Guru Narad Muni. Just like we had the case of Dhruva Maharaj. Even though the Vishnudutas came to take him back, he says, my mother, Suniti. He did not forget. A devotee should never forget anyone who had helped even a little bit to help them progress in spiritual life. Not only who had got them in devotional service, but even help in any way. The devotee is always grateful. Prahlad was grateful. Here, his devotional service is fructifying, has achieved success. His smaranam has achieved success that he is in front of the Lord. Lord has accepted his prayers. He is out of his bodily consciousness. By the touch of the Lord's hand, he has become purified. But he is saying, I want to render service to my guru. I cannot forget him anyway. And the last section of prayers, Prahlad is showing what to ask from the Lord. He is telling, which he has already discussed, he is telling, I don't want any material things. I don't want any material benefits, position, wealth. In fact, it was very natural that no Hiranyakashipu is killed, Prahlad will be king. He is the son of Hiranyakashipu. And in fact, before this verse being spoken, Narsingh Dev is telling Prahlad, please accept some benedictions. Take some wealth, kingdom. Prahlad knew that Narsingh Dev is offering me some material benedictions. And it's very natural, it may appear that I am attached to my father's kingdom. In fact, Prahlad was not at all interested in taking his father's kingdom. He had full right, and in fact, it was going to happen naturally that he was going to become king of the whole three worlds. Hiranyakashipu's kingdom was going to be inherited by Prahlad Maharaj. But he said, I don't want any material benefits. I don't want anything. And in fact, he's saying the Lord, oh Lord, you are offering me material benefits. Sometimes we sing, some other we get some material benefit, some item or some position. And we say, oh Lord has given me, so I accept it. Although sometimes we are subtly attached. We are subtly attached to some position or to some thing. And the Lord has given me, see, I did not try for it. Lord gave me. But here Prahlad is praying to the Lord. Oh Lord, don't tempt me with these material things. Although I know I am falling in the material world, I have material desires. But oh Lord, don't tempt me with this position and things like that. Don't offer them to me. In fact, I am afraid of Maya. I don't want any of these things. I am afraid of Maya. And then he says, if he is telling the final conclusion, he says, if, oh Lord, I ask anything from you, material, then that is not devotional service. Yes, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that four types of people come to me, Arto, Jinyasu, Artharthi. Sometimes people do come to Krishna for some material benefits, but that is not very high level of devotional service. Pradhanaji is saying, if I ask anything from you, then I am not a devotee, I am a vanik, a businessman. I am offering something to you and expecting something from you. In business, this is what happens. We give something, either money or something, and we get something. In business letters, I have seen, they write, this item, best item, this quality, this price. In the end, please give us an opportunity to serve you. What service? This is not service, this is business. Taking money and giving you some item. If it is service, then give for free. There is no service. They write it, all nice terms. Above they quote all the prices. In that quotation or the bill, and they write, thank you for giving us the chance to serve you. So what service? There is no service. It's pure business. It's just giving. Service means you give it for free. Then that is service. Otherwise, it's business. I give you, and then, oh, thank you for service. No. Prahlad says, if I ask you from you anything, even though I am rendering devotional service, that is not devotional service, that is business. Although it may be, yes, I am serving you, give me something. Prahlad says, I am not asking from you anything. If some devotees ask from any material thing, then that is business and I don't want to enter into that. I pray to you that please this material influence, Maya doesn't influence me. And I pray to you that I render devotional service to you. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj goes further than this. This is a good prayer. But this is not the best prayer. This is basic good prayer. But this is not the best prayer. Prahlad Maharaj doesn't end at this point. In fact, he goes further. He says there are many ways to get liberation. Adhyayan, tapasya, brahmacharya, vigraha seva, dhyan, samadhi. And he says there are many 10-12 names he mentions to attain. Not vigraha seva, I spoke it by mistake, but other this tapasya and like that, to attain liberation. But he says all those people who engage in these 10 processes are actually selfish because they are only trying for liberation of their own self. And Prahlad goes on to say further, oh Lord, I don't care for myself. Because by your mercy, somehow or other I always remember you. But I am worrying, I am crying for all these souls in this material world who are suffering in this world, forgetting you. I don't want anything. I somehow always remember you. So I am satisfied in this whole world. But my lamentation, my worry is that so many souls are there in this world who are suffering without remembering you, without rendering service to you. One Srila Prabhupada says, if anyone dies in this world without Krishna consciousness, a devotee should feel bad. That I could not give Krishna consciousness to him. If anyone in this world dies, not only known to us, or nearby us, or neighbor, or living in 7K Munshi Mark for us, or living in Bombay, or India, or Earth. Anyone in this world who dies without Krishna consciousness, devotee should feel bad. Oh, I could not give Krishna consciousness to him. In a similar way, Prahlad is expressing. And my worry is not for myself. My worry is for these all souls. How can they be delivered? Please do something for them. Please make something, some arrangement for them. But still in the end, the Lord provokes Prahlad. He says, pushes Prahlad Maharaj. Please ask something. Please take something. Prahlad Maharaj says, I don't want anything. See, first he did not want anything for himself. Second level, he's asking for the general mass of people. But third level, he says, if you want to give me anyway something, oh my Lord. See, my father, he was a great demon. He was always at enmity with you. He blasphemed you. He tried to kill you. Please purify him. I know he's already purified because he has been killed by you. But show him some more mercy. So Prahlad is not showing only praying for the ordinary people, but he is praying for someone who tried to kill him. Although it may be his father. although Hiranyakashipu may be his father, but he tried to kill Prahlad. He tried to obstruct Prahlad's devotional service. Hiranyakashipu tried to obstruct Prahlad's devotional service. Not only obstruct, sometimes our parents, they obstruct our devotional service. Sometimes our neighbors, our relatives, our class friends, they some of them try to obstruct our devotional service. They take our beads and hide it. They take away our Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita should not be opened in the house. Sometimes some people, we get through obstructions. Sometimes we are doing kirtan in the train, people obstruct us. So many things, obstructions come. But Prahlad is praying that please, although he was a great demon, please liberate him. Like Jesus Christ, he prayed. He said, these people don't know what they are doing. Oh Lord, show mercy to them also. Prahlad Maharaj is telling that he is not only praying, he is praying for the whole world, even to the father who tried to kill him. And Narsingadev says, why you are praying for your father? I promise you, 7 times 3, 21 generations of your Prahlad will be benefited, will be delivered. And Srila Prabhupada extends that further. How many of us know 21 generations? We know somebody, like we say, sorry, but sometimes we say our name, my father's name, my grandfather's name, my great-grandfather's name. Hardly somebody will be knowing the name of great-great-grandfather. Is there anyone who knows one step higher? Grandfather's grandfather, grandfather. Who knows his name? In this, only 6 generations. We even don't know their name, how they look, nothing. If we don't know the name, where the question of how they look? But Narasingadev is telling, you can benefit your 21 generations. Sometimes people complain when somebody takes to Krishna consciousness, either he stays at home or he joins the temple full time. People complain, oh, what about your parents? We can tell, we are serving 21 generations. How many generations do you serve? And even sometimes some devotee stays in ashram and he goes home and he may get married, but still the parents are not happy because no, he's taking more care of his wife and neglecting the parents. So in that way, the situation in this world is always displeasing, as Prahlad Maharaj says. Only pleasing is the mercy of Krishna. So, and Prabhupada extends that mercy. He says, a devotee not only benefits his 21 generations of this birth, he benefits all the generations of his previous births as well. Who can do that in this world? Who can do that? Who even know his previous father and mother? Who knows my previous birth father and mother? No one knows. No one knows where they are. Which place, high, low, middle. And then benefiting the previous births, 21 generations, is unthinkable of. Prabhupada says, this is possible only by a devotee. Only devotee can do that. So, and then Prahlad, he offers him. Lord says, it's my desire. Although you don't want any of these material things, it's my desire that you take this kingdom. You enjoy this kingdom. Rule this kingdom. And by the end of your life, we'll come back to my spiritual world. You'll be completely purified and come back to my spiritual world. And Prahlad Maharaj accepts it. Not for enjoyment. See, Lord has given me so I can enjoy. No, Prahlad Maharaj accepts it only for preaching. He accepts the kingdom and position only for preaching. And for no other purpose. So in this way, Prahlad's prayers, a good overcomes evil. What is good? Not to help something in this material world. Prahlad says, nothing in this material world can be pleasing. Helping someone, a soul, to advance on spiritual life is real welfare work. That is real good. And that good can never be overcome by any type of evil. Material good will always be overcome by evil. Prahlad says, my father, he was the best person in the whole world on a material level. He was best positioned, best facilities, but still that was overcome by evil. In this material world, on a material level, any good will be overcome by evil, not might be. Only if we help or do good on helping someone advance in spiritual life, That good is the real good in this world. Otherwise, as we heard in 5th Canto Bhagavatam classes, 2 days back, Sukadeva Goswami says, some people go to hell for doing sinful activity, and some people go to heaven for doing pious activity. But Ubhayam, both of them ultimately come back to earth again when their activity, the results of activities are exhausted. So that is not good, or that good is going to heaven, or goods in this world are going to be overcome by evil. The real good is trying to serve the devotees. Trying, Prahlad Maharaj, yes, that point I did not take in detail, that was given in more detail, is gratefulness to devotees and service to devotees. Prahlad says, my Narad Muni, please make me that I can serve him eternally. So what did Prahlad pray? First, Prahlad showed the symptoms of fearlessness. Then, he showed the symptom of humility and adambitvam, not duplicity. Then he showed his knowledge of this material world and therefore the detachment from this material world. And then he showed the temporariness of this material world, and then he showed a quality of gratefulness of anyone who helps you in devotional service. And then he showed what to ask from the Lord, not anything material, but ask to advance in spiritual life, not only in our spiritual life, but for the spiritual life of this whole world, and not only for this whole world, even for the persons who trouble us in our spiritual life. Now Prahlad is asking for their welfare. And in fact, as per the promise, we should know that Narsingdev and the Lord is going to give benefit to the 21st generations and many, many more generations. In fact, recently, I will just end my talk with, it is said, generally a talk should be end with, like it is called, Madhure Na Sampayet. It's like we have a big feast. In the end, we saw a Shrikhand, some sweet to finish off the feast. Similarly, we should end with some sweet incidents. So those who have been on PAMO or COM know this incidents, but I would just like to end with some real story of our contemporary times. A recent time that how Lord Narsingdev actually protects even the non-devotee relatives of a devotee. This story happened only a few months back. There was one nice devotee, a lady, her name was Yashoda Mata Devidasi, and she had one foster parent or foster father, not even real father, a foster father. And he was not a devotee, not much favorable. Still, she had a deity of Narsingdev in her home, and she would pray daily that please, this father of mine, he is not a devotee, in fact, he is a somewhat like a demoniac person. But please, when he dies, please come to help him. And please, I know he is a demoniac person, at least see to it that he becomes devotee in his next life. So she was praying like this very intensely for many years for her father. And that one day, as every one of us is going to face, the death came on her father. And this father of hers was lying on a deathbed. It was obvious that he is going to die in a day or two. And then suddenly to help his father, her father, she brought that kirtan and started playing Hare Krishna kirtan near her father's ears, 24 hours. Somehow at that time, father became really favorable. And hearing the key, he could not understand the mantra, never. This incident happened outside India. I think somewhere in China or Taiwan, Taiwan. It's very difficult for the people over there to chant this Devanagari script. So he could not understand, but he was attracted to the music. And he was just tapping on the bed. That's like we clap with kirtan. So he was just tapping with the music. And then suddenly, Yashoda Mata and her daughters were sitting near the father who was very sick. And suddenly this father said, oh, see this one very astonishing person is coming into this room. He's looking very, in a different way. He's looking like a lion or a human. We don't understand. Can't you see, he's coming closer. He's coming inside the room. And then they could not see anything. And he said, oh, I forgot. You cannot see him. But I am able to see. and he is coming here. Who is this person? Then Mother Yashoda, she said, oh, he is Narsingadev. What day? I don't understand. But he is nodding, this is correct, it is correct. He is nodding that my name is correct. I am the same person who has come. But I don't understand what you are saying. Which Narsingadev? I don't understand. He says, which Dev? I don't understand. Some Dev. But he is saying, yeah, what you said is correct. And then he said, and he's telling me, now he has come close and he's telling me to chant the mantra which you always chant. Please teach me the mantra. And then Yashoda Mata, he went to the ears. She went to the ears of her father and chanted the mantra and taught him the mantra. Hare Krishna, like that. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. Taught the mantra like that, and then he started to chant and started chanting. And next day, her father left very peacefully. And then they took the body to incinerator, like they burned the body in an electric oven like thing, incinerator. And when they were also doing kirtan when the body was taken, and when the body was burned and its bones we collect, the people they are not at all anyway connected to Vedic culture. But they said, these bones are very special. We have never seen these bones coming out white from an incinerator. And these bones are like bright and white. Please tell us what mantra you are chanting when this dead body came. We also would like to chant this mantra always. And they also learned the mantra. I don't know how much they are chanting, but they at least learned. So in this way, we should be convinced that if our devotee takes to the spiritual life, all his generations are going to be benefited, whether devotee or non-devotee. The benefit is going to be there. Hare Krishna. Nityan Prabhu is ordering to take. Any comments or questions if somebody has? There.
Hare Krishna. As you said that evil liberated for 21 years. That is 21 generations. That is past or the future.
It's everywhere.
I mean to say, that's what I wanted to clarify. Yeah. Is it the past? That means after the death of...
Both.
Hiranyakashipu, after that 21 generations...
It was... What was the name of Prahlasan P? Puranjan. Virochan. Name of Prahlasan was Virochan. He became a devotee. Prahlasan's son was Bali Maharaj. He was benefited. What type of benefit? Krishna again comes for his grandson. So future, past, everywhere. All directions. All network. All network.
Okay.
And this is the saying. It can go more also.
Okay.
Because he becomes devotee. See, 21 generations back, he becomes devotee. Then the law applies to him of 21 generations. Yeah. So it's a big network, you see. It's a big network. Much bigger than internet. So law of 21 generations will apply to him. So then 21 generations. It's a big internet work. That's the last question. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, just a day before yesterday, we celebrated Lord Narasimha Deva. In that we upgraded Narasimha Deva and degraded Hiranyakashipu. But I am doubtful in one thing, that Hiranyakashipu might be took rebirth like a Gajini. He invaded India nearly 16 times, defeated many kings and brought in his kingdom. So you please comment on this.
So it is?
Please comment. Comment.
How can I comment on some imaginary thing? There should be some base to discuss. Now there's no point in discussing something imaginary. If there should be some things, somebody will say he came as Ghazni, somebody will say he came as somebody else, somebody will say he has come as British. So we don't comment on imaginary things. Hare Krishna. So we'll have Kirtan now, and after Kirtan, if somebody has more questions, then you can.